I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. We've been hearing for a while now about how a plant-based diet is great for one's health and the environment. A new book from Leslie Beck articulates clearly and accessibly the evidence and benefits of eating plant-based foods like fruits and vegetables, soy, nuts, grains, and more. The book is called The Plant-Based Power Diet, 10 Simple Steps to a Healthier, Leaner, Energetic You. Inside there are tips on how to transition from your current diet as well as meal plans and over 40 recipes. Leslie Beck is a registered dietitian and a leading nutritionist in Canada. She's a best-selling author and read regularly in the Globe and Mail and is also seen on CTV News a lot. Her website is at lesliebeck.com. The book is published by Penguin. Please welcome to the Plant on the Line program in Vancouver today, Leslie Beck. Ms. Beck, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So I understand you have a private practice in Toronto, is that correct?
I do. I'm the National Director of Nutrition for Body Science Medical, and so I oversee the delivery of all nutrition programs, but I also, you're right, I work one-on-one with clients, helping them, you know, change their diets. I develop meal plans for people, whether they need to lose weight, lower their cholesterol, or just simply eat better, lots of different reasons.
And it must be a busy time this time of year with New Year's and resolutions.
Yeah,
and
exactly. Sort of, right? You know, a lot of people, you know, this is the year they're going to get healthier, leaner, fitter, for sure.
Yeah, so is it the right time, though, to change one's life?
I mean, it really depends. Everybody is different, and I think first and foremost, you have to be internally motivated, and you know, you've got to want to make those changes for you, you know, not to please anybody else. So it really depends on where someone's at. It could absolutely be the right time to make changes to your diet.
Yeah. So the motivation part, I mean, that's the biggest problem, I think, for most people. I mean, mm-hmm. to get rid of the bad stuff that's in your fridge or in your cupboards at home. There's also the cost part of it. That seems to be prohibitive for some people. If we cost out the meal plans and the sort in this book, does it cost a great deal?
No, and in fact, you know, that's a great point. But a plant-based eating is less expensive than including meat or poultry or you know, fish in your diet for example. And I mean, meat is one of the most expensive parts of a person's grocery bill. So, you know, and one of the main foods in here that you eat a lot of on a plant-based diet, I mean, are, you know, beans, lentils, you know, chickpeas, those kinds of things, and they are incredibly inexpensive.
Yeah. Now, the interest in plant-based diets, I mean, it's big, almost a fad, hasn't it? I mean, celebrities are into it and the sort, and I guess that's why we hear about it, right?
Yeah, well, it definitely is a trend, and it's on the rise. There's no question. In fact, last year in North America, the growth of plant-based foods, whether we're talking about almond milk or the other non-dairy milks or coconut-based products, grew 20%. And, you know, just walk into a bookstore, and it's absolutely amazing today to see the amount of shelf space that's given to vegan cookbooks. And you wouldn't see that 5 years ago. And I think more and more people are cutting back on meat for health reasons, for environmental, other ethical reasons, and in some cases food safety as well. But definitely it's on the rise, and I think it's something we will continue to see in 2013 for sure.
And the medical conditions that are improved or that are even cured perhaps by a plant-based diet, I mean, they're myriad, aren't they?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And there's been a lot of good research with respect to that. I mean, we certainly know that people who eat a plant-based diet have a much lower risk of heart disease. They have lower blood cholesterol, lower blood pressure. They have half the risk of developing type 2 diabetes compared to meat eaters, and they're far less likely to be overweight or obese as well. And researchers have even demonstrated that in the U.S. there's been a few studies that a plant-based diet can actually reverse coronary artery blockage. So the health benefits are really enormous. And you know, the other point I'll make there about plant-based eating, it's not just because you're not eating meat or high-fat dairy products and you're not getting all that saturated fat and cholesterol. The whole thing, too, revolves around all of those incredibly healthy foods that now you're eating a lot of on a regular basis, the whole grains, the vegetables, the fruit, the beans, the nuts, all of that. So, and those foods not only provide you with vitamins and minerals and fiber, but hundreds and hundreds of phytochemicals, plant-based compounds that we know help fight disease in the body in a number of different ways.
Do you use this diet at home?
I do, actually. My diet is predominantly plant-based. I don't eat red meat, and I've always enjoyed cooking, you know, cooking with beans and lentils. I eat tofu on a regular basis as well, and some of the recipes in this book are some of my favorites, and I include them on my menu on a regular basis.
Now, I think I understand the difference between a vegan and a vegetarian, but I'm thinking there must be someone listening to us who might not know
right.
what that is. And so what's the plant-based power diet? Is that...
Okay, well, so a vegetarian diet, I mean, all vegetarians, of course, eat plant-based foods, whether we're talking about grains or beans or soy, that kind of thing, but not all vegetarians exclude all animal products. Some vegetarians still eat fish. Others, called lacto-ovo-vegetarians, still include dairy and egg. So there's different degrees. Vegan diets don't eat any animal foods. So a plant-based diet, and the one that I've written about in this book, it is 100% plant-based, so no meat, poultry, fish, dairy, or eggs. And, you know, scientists and doctors who have studied and are studying plant-based diets really do believe that you'll gain the greatest health benefits and the most energy if you go 100% plant-based.
What about the idea that we'd lack some of the nutrients that we would get from protein, say iron, zinc, even calcium? Is that true?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be. I mean, if you're eating a plant-based diet and you're not really eating a variety of foods every day and you're not planning, then it's definitely possible. But it is that said, it is, you know, you can absolutely get all the protein you need, even if you work out heavily from a plant-based diet, all the calcium. I mean, people who eat meat and dairy, most Canadians aren't getting enough calcium in their diet either. So I don't think that really matters much whether you're plant-based or not. But absolutely, it's very, very doable. And in fact, in the book, there's a 7-day menu plan, and it goes through, you know, 3 meals and 1 or 2 snacks. And I show you at the end, not only the protein, the fiber, the calcium, the iron, the zinc, the vitamin B12, all of those nutrients that people are maybe concerned about, and you're exceeding, you know, your recommended dietary intakes of them. I mean, so you're absolutely, it's possible to meet. But the key is, with plant-based eating, is to include a variety of foods every day.
I see. Yeah. So if you don't have the variety, mm-hmm. You'd need to go on supplements and the sort, right?
Yeah, and there are some supplements I do recommend across the board anyways. For example, B12 can be a concern. B12 is only found in animal foods. It's also found in fortified products like fortified non-dairy milks, whether it's almond milk, soy milk, some fortified soy products as well. So if you're following a plant-based diet and not eating these fortified foods, then I do recommend a multivitamin as a source of B12 or a separate vitamin B12 supplement. And certainly for women, women sort of under the age of 50 who are still menstruating, who have higher iron requirements, and when you eat plant-based, your iron requirements are higher again because iron's not quite as easy to absorb from plant foods as it is from meat, a multivitamin with iron is a good idea as well. I also recommend vitamin D, but for anybody, regardless of the type of diet you follow, you should for sure be taking, I recommend about 1,000 international units of vitamin D a day fall and winter, and some people may need more to maintain sufficient stores in their blood. And then there's the question of omega-3s. Uh-huh. So on a plant-based diet, you're not eating oily fish that, you know, like yeah. salmon, and so you can get plant-based omega-3s and from flaxseed and flax oil, walnuts, chia seeds, that type of thing. But in terms of DHA, which is an omega-3 fat in fish that's been widely studied and has probably the most health benefits for our eyes, for our brain, for our hearts, you can buy an algae-based DHA supplement in health food stores and supplement stores. So I usually recommend 200 to 400 milligrams per day.
And then B12 and D, I mean, they'd be good for this deadly flu that we keep hearing about too, right?
Yes, that's yeah. right. Absolutely. Vitamin D, one of its many roles in the body is it does boost your immune system. It really helps your body's immunity.
Have you found that you don't get the flu and things like that or colds regularly because of this diet in your experience?
I think, I mean, I knock on wood right now.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I was sick, which is great. But I think if you're eating a really healthy diet and getting all the protein you need and the vitamins and the minerals, then yeah, absolutely, that goes a long way to bolstering your immune system and keeping you healthy. You know, over the years in my practice, You know, I'll see occasionally people will come to see me and, you know, take a look at my diet. I'm always getting sick. I'm always catching the latest cold or the next flu. And generally that does stem from a diet that's lacking in protein, because protein is used to make immune compounds in your body, too little vitamin C and other important nutrients as well. So I think absolutely how you eat and what you eat makes a big difference to you just not catching colds or flu.
Well, we used to hear a lot of about no-carb diets. They were big for a while. Was it carbs that was making people fat?
Well, I would say in the quantities that we eat carbs, for sure. I mean, and so it's not carbs per se that make us fat. Although I will say if you eat refined a diet, a steady intake of refined carbs, white bread, you know, a lot of the processed foods you can buy, they are quickly digested and they spike your blood sugar fast, so your blood sugar comes down. So they could lead to early hunger, you being hungry sooner. But I think really the issue with, you know, carbs and weight, if you know, and I see this over and over again when I analyze people's diets, it's just that we're eating too much, you know, and big food today is the norm. You know, everything from, you know, whether it's restaurants and the grocery store, loaves of bread are bigger than they used to be. You know, you can't even get a small coffee anywhere anymore. So I think, and because of that, we really have lost touch with what an appropriate serving size is. And most people I see, they want help with that. You know, I don't know about what the portion size should be for me. So I think a lot of it's got to do with that.
In terms of, you mentioned, you know, the things that are in this plant-based power diet, you know, eating more beans, chickpeas, lentils. What about the problem of gas?
Okay. That's a fair comment.
Yeah. So,
and some people, it will bother, it can be more sensitive to that. So one of the things that I would suggest is if that's you and you think that's going to happen, is to sort of, you know, start with a smaller portion and gradually increase. You do get, your body does get used to it. And what's happening then is there are carbohydrates in non-digestible carbohydrates that don't get absorbed in your small intestine, and they make their way to your large intestine. And that's where bacteria that normally reside in your large intestine ferment or break down that carbohydrate, and that's what causes the gas. So smaller portions, if you're buying canned beans, which are really convenient, or lentils, drain and rinse them before you use them. Not only does that get rid of some of those carbs, it also gets rid of excess sodium. And the other thing that you can do that really works is it's enzyme supplement. You've probably heard of it, called Beano. Uh-huh. And you can buy that in pharmacies, drugstores. And that actually helps, much like lactate that breaks down the milk sugar. And that breaks down the carbohydrates in beans, too. But it works for all gas-producing foods.
Well, we're seeing a lot of people, I guess, a demand for gluten-free products, gluten-free food. How does the plant-based power diet, how does that work with people who have gluten intolerance?
Okay, well, it's absolutely, I mean, you can absolutely follow this diet if you're sensitive to gluten or you have celiac disease. Absolutely, you just wouldn't include wheat, rye, or barley. But there are, you know, I talk about quinoa and millet and, you know, so many other grains. And beans are a great way to get fiber and carbohydrate without gluten as well. So it's very, very easy to follow this if you are on a gluten-free diet.
Now, we're recording this around lunchtime. So to give a sense to people listening, what would be a good meal for someone who's new to all of this that they could have for lunch today, say?
Okay, well, so an easy lunch, you might do sort of a lentil or a black bean soup with a side salad. That would be one lunch. You could also do, if you're making, a lot of people like to make big salads for lunch, entree salads, I would throw some chickpeas in for protein and fiber, or, you know, some kidney beans, something like that. Those are easy things to do. The other thing that I recommend, and this is the time of year to be doing it as well, is I encourage people, you know, batch cook on the weekend, make a vegetarian chili or a chickpea curry, and, you know, freeze them in sort of single-size servings to take to the office for a quick lunch to reheat or when you're at home.
Yeah. So, I mean, the recipes in here are easy, right?
They are. They're all, you know, developed with time savings in mind because everybody's busy. Nobody wants to be spending hours in the kitchen or, you know, so they're definitely, they're easy to make. I mean, for example, one of the recipes, well, there's a couple of them. My favorites are the Moroccan chickpea stew. It's delicious. And the chipotle chili. And all you do is you put everything into a skillet, put the lid on, simmer it 30 minutes. So it's, they're really easy and they're delicious.
And have you found these recipes work with younger eaters, say picky eaters even?
There's one recipe in there, and I've been giving it to my clients for years. It's called whole grain and lentil casserole. People love it, and they come back and tell me they're so surprised. Their kids love it too. So that is a real hit with kids.
Huh. This is compelling stuff, Leslie. It's given us a lot to think about. Good luck with the book.
Thank you so much.
The book is called The Plant-Based Power Diet, 10 Simple Steps to a Healthier, Leaner, Energetic You. It's published by Penguin. Its author, Leslie Beck, was on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plante.